The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
This one is dedicated for all the workers that work 9 to 5. And you wanna party? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday. Let's party tonight. Party, baby. It's Friday, yes it is. Gonna party,
and I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday,
it's Friday, baby. Baby, baby.
And I'm gonna party till the break of dawn.
Yes, I am, yes, I am.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. If you'd like to participate, you can call 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshow.cf. Today is Friday. It's my last live show because next week, as you all know, I will be on vacation. However, you can catch me on the Not Dumb Podcast, short TNDP, TNDP. These guys reached out to me, pretty good guys. I'll be on their show. They usually post new episodes on Thursdays, so perhaps you can hear me this coming Thursday. The show basically covers business, politics, dumb stuff, but not dumb. And you can find them on iTunes and Google Play. Just search TNDP. Pretty good guys over there. So I don't even know what I want to talk about. I'm honestly too excited about going deep sea fishing now. I was bummed out a little bit, but honestly, that lasted about 2 seconds because deep sea fishing is so much fun. I don't know if you've ever gone deep sea fishing, but there's no need to be bummed out about it. So I'm all better now. I am excited. I'm revved and ready to go. I got all my food down, got my Beano is for gas. Now I got no Beano. What's that? Bonnie or whatever you call that for motion sickness. And this time of year, it's probably going to be a lot more chillier out there in the sea because it's always at least 10 degrees cooler. So I'm looking forward to that. I'd like to report back to you on Monday, next week Monday, because I will be on vacation, and as you know, my shows are going to be pre-recorded. So sorry about that, but I will give you some good content, that's for sure. I will give you some content that you will want to listen to. You will not want to miss it. So I usually have a topic that I want to talk about. I guess I'm just too excited. Let's talk about excitement. Let's talk about excitement. But before we talk about excitement, let's do some news, because today is the last day that I'm going to look at anything news related. I will not look at it. So all my news feeds and my emails, nope. Will not look at it. My Twitter, nope. Can't do it. No, can't do. This is time for me. I'm doing some relaxation, R&R, whatever you want to call it. I got so many great things lined up. I'll talk about them when I come back. So, let's see if there's anything great in the news today. Pentagon declares war on scooters. Why do I think I saw this already? You know, some of these stories repeat. I might have to find a new news feeder. If anyone knows of a good news feeder, right now I'm using Feed Demon Pro 4.5. If you know of a better system, because this, I don't know if it's the fault of the program or it's just because sometimes it repeats. This one's not repeat. Child porn probe triggered mysterious closure of solar facility. Let's see what this is. Sickening. I hate anything to do with child endangerment, child pornography, child anything abuse. It just saddens me. I don't even have children of my own, but it just makes me very angry. So Let's see what we have here. A federal search warrant reveals that Sunspot Solar Observatory was shut down as FBI agents conducted computer forensic searches for child pornography. The source of child pornography was traced to an IP address used at the observatory, and a source within the building observed a computer with not good images on it. That warranted states. An investigation by the FBI revealed that a janitor is the main suspect of the search. Unbelievable. However, he has not been charged with a crime, even though his name is on the warrant. The warrant states that subject would use the observatory Wi-Fi and a personal laptop to download the child pornography. Sick F. Anything with child in, and animal abuse, it just hits the nerves with me. I don't like it. Not one bit. Zero zip. A limited number of people have access to the observatory from dusk until dawn, which helped narrow their search. The observatory in the mountains of southern New Mexico had been closed since September 6 because of the undisclosed security concern, but reopened on Monday. So it seemed like a janitor is a sick puppy. By sick puppy, I mean a sick mother flower. I don't like this kind of stuff. I can't speak in a calm manner about these things, so I don't want to talk about it. One death due in Florence. Hunter keeping watch on his dogs. Dogs are awesome. That's one of the highlights. I can't wait until I'm a homeowner to have dogs again. I really miss having the dogs. I really do. They really are man's best friends. I remember Zeus saved my life on so many counts. It's just really just amazing. Beautiful creatures. Dogs are very, very, very loyal. They'll stay by your side. They really will. I've seen or read stories about dogs owners dying and the dog will not leave their side. They lay right next to them. So dogs are pretty magnificent animals. Not to say cats aren't. I'm not a cat person. I've owned cats when I was a little boy, but I'm a dog person. I really love dogs a lot more. Let's see. Airport tries therapy dogs to soothe stressed out travelers. I don't know if that would work, but air pressure mix up causes mass bleeding on flight. What the heck? Interesting. I don't even want to hear about air, about anything to do with the ears, because, like, as you know, I have an ear infection in my right ear that's causing me a massive problems as far as a constant ringing, and it's driving me crazy. So hopefully they said in 10 days, but I spoke about this yesterday, so I don't want to rehash a boring story. This is in Mumbai. It says a cockpit mix-up left more than 30 passengers on the Indian plane bleeding from their ears and noses. That's horrible. On Thursday, September 20th, that was yesterday, after the crew forgot to flick a switch regulating cabin air pressure. Unbelievable. The Jet Airways flight to Jaipur, I don't know how you pronounce it, had to turn back as the alarming symptoms became apparent. The airline said, you know they're getting sued. I know I'd be suing. Are you kidding me? My ears are bleeding. What? No. This is not happening. No. Someone's got to pay. And pay they will. All right, so airports tries therapy dogs to soothe stressed out travelers. Let's see what this is all about. So this is in Miami. Miami's airport tries therapy dogs to soothe stressed out travelers. Would a visit from a cute therapy dog make your layover a bit less unpleasant? Well, yes, if you love dogs, but what if you don't like dogs? That's what travel officials at Miami International Airport hope as it starts a new therapy dog program. The Miami Hound Machine on Monday, September 24th. No one covers what is happening in our community better than we do. And with a digital subscription, you'll never miss a local story. Why did I just give them a plug? Ew, bums. I didn't want to read that. Oh, you got me good. This is why they blended in. All right, that was a good one. That's a good one, fellas. You got me good. Let's get back to the story. I'm done. Done with that story. How dare you trick me? Okay, so what's this? Whoa. Say that this is not so. Being an Apple iPhone lover. Let's see if this is a fake story. Apple monitors iPhone calls and email habits to give customers trust ratings. This better be a lie. I do not want you to be like Google. Well, it's in the sun, so anything from the sun I take with a grain of salt. So secret scores. Apple gives you trust rating, and it's based on your phone call and email habit. It says Apple. What is this? The new ratings were added as part of the latest iOS 12 update, which rolled out September 17. Apple's new system was revealed after the company updated its iTunes policy page on the official website. According to iPhone Maker, Apple builds a score based on the phone calls and emails you send and receive to help spot fraudulent transactions made from your device. I don't like this. To help identify and prevent fraud, information about how you use your device, including the approximate number of phone calls or emails you send and receive, will be used to compute a device trust score when you attempt a purchase, Apple explained. The submissions are designed so Apple cannot learn the real values on your device. The scores are stored for a fixed time on our servers. So how does it actually work? Apple has a bunch of different anti-fraud systems in place to work out whether payments you make are legitimate. One of these, added in the new iOS 12 update, is a numeric trust score that's associated with your device. The score is sent directly to Apple when you make a purchase. The data used to create the score, including the number of phone calls you've made, is only ever stored on your device. Importantly, when Apple sees the score, it doesn't see the contents of your communications. It's not reading your emails, for instance. These scores are also encrypted in transit, which means anyone who managed to intercept them would only see gibberish. Apple says it holds on to scores for a limited period of time, although it's not clear for how long. Apple told the Sun, okay, maybe this is a true story, okay. Apple told the Sun that the calculated score is a single number which is applied to a large number of accounts. Okay, so there you have it. Believe what you want to believe. I don't like it. Don't keep score on me. Don't keep tabs on me. I'm not down with it. I don't like it at all. Not one bit. apps allowed to read Gmail? See, I don't like this either. I don't like this. What is with this privacy? I'm gonna have to. Do I have to? What email could I? I'm gonna just have to keep using my own email where no one reads it. I have my own email. I need to get a political bomb show, a political bomb show one, because right now I still have my the one that I did when I was a musician. I still have that one, but I really need to get a political bomb show one. Let's see. Okay, so Google Inc. told lawmakers it continues to allow other companies to scan and share data from Gmail accounts. I don't like this.
I don't see an app called Mail. You could try searching the App Store.
Are you kidding me? Siri, hey Siri, mind your business. I didn't ask you anything, you fool.
I'm not sure I understand.
Understand this. Shut your mouth. She did. Okay. I don't understand. These phones are getting freakier and freakier. I did not even say nothing about Siri, and she just started talking to him. That's weird. Okay, that was freaky. I didn't like that. And I can't read any more of this story because it's the Wall Street Journal. And as I told you before, they're trying to force you to subscribe. And I'm not going to subscribe. So, there. What is this? Assange says, generation being born to the last to be free. Generation being born the last to be free. What is he saying? Every other generation is not going to be free? What's going on here? Assange. What are you saying, Assange? Generation being born now is the last to be free. Assange in last interview before blackout. Quote here says, the generation being born now is the last generation to be free. You are born and either immediately or within, say, a year, you are known globally. Your identity in one form or another coming as a result of your idiotic parents plastering your name and photos, I have to agree with him there, all over Facebook, true, or as a result of insurance applications or passport application is known to all major world powers. You know, I could kind of see where he's coming from there. I could actually see where he's coming from there. Not that far-fetched. It's not a conspiracy theory. It really sounds like, it sounds logical. It sounds very logical to me. I don't know about you, but it sounds very, very logical to me. So, let's see. Beyonce drummer claims star practices extreme witchcraft. Well, I'm not shocked by this. I mean, look at who she's married to. Need I say more? Married to Jay-Z. We know about him. I hope that drummer better get away from her fast, because she's gonna try something on you. A woman who once worked as a drummer for Beyonce claims the singer is wrapped up in the practice of extreme witchcraft and has been using her spells to run surveillance and control her fiance, her finances. And now she wants a restraining order against Bey. Who's Bey? B-E-Y? Oh, that's short for Beyonce. According to very bizarre court documents obtained by The Blast, Kimberly Thompson says she used to work for Bey. I worked for her as her drummer for her band for 7 years. She claims that for some reason Bey has started a campaign of harassment against her that includes extreme witchcraft, dark magic, and magic spells of sexual molestation. She also claims the Lemonade star murdered her kitten. Wow. Thompson believes Beyonce has been taping her phone calls and controlling her finances. It's unclear why Thompson believes the singer is allegedly doing all this to her, but she is adamant it all stems from Bey. We did some research on Thompson, and according to the interviews and reports, it appears she is a drummer that performed with Bey as part of an all-female band. She is also released several albums on her own record label and has played with the 8G band on Late Night with Seth Meyers. I don't even know any of these things. I don't keep up on these type of things. She also posted a YouTube video recently talking about mean people and appears erratic. So Thompson blah 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 requested for a temporary restraint. Okay, so I don't know. So it could either be that she's telling the truth and then making her look like she's a fool, or who knows? I don't know. I know witchcraft is nothing to play with, and dark magic and this type of thing. I went through a really bad time in my life way back, and by the grace of God, I got out of that, but that's something I will never want to revisit again, ever. I don't want to talk about it. You can certainly look at my Kindle book, The Real R-E-H-D-O-G-G, if you want. It's in there. So, let's see, what else do we have? Boom! The $446 million home. What? Blue Wave poses governing risk for Dems. Alright, I almost glazed over this one. Let's stop right here. Stop right here! Yeah. Woo! I'm sorry. It's just Friday and I'm on vacation next week, man. I gotta be happy. I can't be sad. I can't be crying. A blue wave in November could do more than knock out the House GOP's majority. It could also cause turmoil within the Democratic caucus next year as a progressive wave grips the party, producing upset primary wins in places like Boston and the Bronx. I don't care. Close it. I don't care. My mind in politics already, I've already turned it off. It's just automatic. Once I know vacation is around the corner, politics goes bye-bye. Speaking of bye-bye, here's a story. Bye-bye bugs. Scientists fear non-pest insects declining. Let's see. Wait a minute. I was going to talk about the boom, the $446 million home. Let's see what this looks like. Seeing that I'm soon going to be in the market for a home. Wait a minute. Are you kidding me? Okay. It's a four-bedroom home, and it goes on sale in Hong Kong for $446 million. It's only a four-bedroom home? What the boop is going on in Hong Kong? There's expensive, and then there's Hong Kong property expensive. No kidding. Four-bedroom house in the exclusive Peak neighborhood has hit the market for an eye-watering 3.5 million billion HK billion, which is 446 million, which would make it the most expensive home sold in the city. It's not the World Villa Les Cedres, 188-year-old, 14. Okay, that's just, why is a four-bedroom house so much? Okay. This is insane. I can't read any more of that. This is nuts, like peanuts, nuts. Fat traces confirm weird fossils, earliest animals. Digital now makes up 51% of U.S. ad spending. Oh, anything else good? Half of cell phone calls scams. That's crazy. Let's see what this is all about. It says here, nearly half of cell phone calls next year will come from scammers, according to the first Orion, a company that provides phone carriers and their customers caller IDs and call blocking technology. The Arkansas-based firm projects an explosion of incoming spam calls, marking a massive leap from 3.7% to a total of 29% this year. It's projected to be 45% early 2019. I'm glad I got a new private number. I don't know if it's gonna protect me or not, but we shall see. We shall definitely see. We shall see. And right now I need to take a break because I'm talking like the diarrhea of the mouth. We'll be right back.
Of doing things for you, I ain't your mama.
I was watching that
for you, I ain't your mama.
What is your problem?
Boy, I ain't your mama.
But what the hell do you expect when you only ditch a young backup dancers? I am Billy Laker.
You're a cougar.
You're 46 years old.
It's true, I like my men extremely young. The sex sexy dancer type who's dumb and hung. But my relationships all fail time and again, 'cause I'm more than twice as old as my men. They're all spoiled from my money. They make me cook, they make me clean. I'm like their slave.
Girl, stop acting like you do not admit. And cooks at your bank. Drop this dumpster egg.
Maturity.
Well, I was eating.
Want no responsibility.
I'll try and bleeding.
I love this feeling.
Hey, you broke my PC.
Is he your fiance? You should leave him. You ain't his mama.
Why would you say that?
'Cause all men act like kids. Up his lemurs. She's right, take back your ring.
Ladies, you don't need a man. All men do is mooch off you and expect you to cook and clean and do their laundry. Like you're their mama? Well, that stops now. Walk up to your husband or boyfriend, tell that lazy ass, I ain't your mama, and dump his ass.
I ain't your mama.
I ain't your f***ing mama.
I ain't your f***ing mama, you fatted pig.
I ain't your goddamn mama, and I want a divorce, you old sack of s***.
What's with our girls?
They don't like us. Due to jealous midlife crisis,
they've been brainwashed by her huge butt.
We're too good to beat. You lose yours for me. We're finally free.
Bitch,
love is an open man free. She is our hero. Man, I think we do not need, 'cause they're all zeros.
Wait, I just thought of one potential problem. What will we do for sex without our men?
Oh, that's no problem. We have each other, and we can all be lesbian lovers. Let's all start scissoring.
I am pretty and 17. I have no clue what heartbreak even means. But I made this song about it. After my girl dumped me, that cold-hearted witch. What was that? It felt like I just got punched.
Your ex-girlfriend sent me to kick your butt. She said make sure he needs to get stitched up.
That hurts. She took this song too literally. I meant stitches metaphorically. Was it enough that she left me? Now she wants me to bleed. Who is that hitting me?
Here's a clue, I say you can't see me. I wrestle men in big arenas.
Are you John Cena?
Yep.
What did I do to deserve this?
On her birthday you got her nothing, you dick. Instead you got yourself this car.
I needed to look more badass,
and that's why I'm kicking your ass.
Someone save me from this wrestler dude.
Now you learn the power of the dark side.
Don't tell me my ex also sent you.
That's right. Remember, on this last Christmas day, you got her nothing you must pay. Instead, you got that dumb jacket.
Hey, I look better seeing it.
How dare you be so selfish?
I'll stop that shit with me.
You see the power of the force now.
Who's poking my ass out?
Trust me, Harry Potter. Your ex-girlfriend is my witch daughter. I'm gonna take my broom from Quidditch and beat your butt with it.
Valentine's Day's coming. Got to turn this pain to loving. This brutal violence is senseless. I must save Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, would you care to make love?
Strangely, yes, I would!
Shawn Mendes, would you care to make love with us both?
Ew, no!
You will join this threesome.
I will join this threesome.
You're gonna need stitches after this, Shawn Mendes.
Welcome back, Political Bomb Show. Rayshawn Blyden. Let's continue on with some headlines. Headlines. Refresh? Why not? Sure, let's refresh. Ivanka dazzles Mission Control. Let's see what she did. I always wanted to be an astronaut. A beaming Ivanka Trump reveals her dream of space exploration as she tours NASA's Johnson Space Center in a chic white suit and Mary Jane flats. Ivanka 36 visited Johnson Space. I don't care. Okay, she dazzles them. Great. That's good. Let's see what else we got here. I spoke about Apple monitoring already. Let's see. UK to set up internet regulator. No good. Chinese star missing. Hollywood spook. Don't care. Man who posed as housewife made a secret sex tape with 150 men? Wow, what is going on in the town? It's from the Miami Herald. It says, a homestead man who cross-dressed as a woman taped himself having sex with at least 80 unsuspecting straight men to produce internet porn videos. He now faces up to 10 years in prison. A South Florida man who cross-dresses as a woman and taped himself having sex with at least 80 unsuspecting straight men to produce internet porn videos pleaded guilty Thursday in Miami's federal court. Brian, oh boy, how do you pronounce this last name? Let me go slow. Brian DeNormostier, 33, admitted engaging in sex with 150 men, with just over half unaware of his production of a secret video and just under half aware of it. He was known by the screen name Susan Leon 33326. Pleaded guilty to two counts of illegal interception of oral communications before U.S. District Judge Cecilia Altognaga. He faces up to 10 years in prison at his sentencing on November 29th. Though he's expected to receive less time as part of a plea argument, three related charges will be dropped by federal prosecutors. He has been held without bond after being charged this summer with luring the men to his homestead home, making the sex tape without their knowledge, then uploading them to a porn site and charge a fee. Wow. No one covers what is happening in our community. Nope, you're not going to get me again with that advertisement. How dare you? So, agents believe that he posed as a real heterosexual female and posted ads on Craigslist seeking flings at her house near the homestead. Okay, I bet you he got a whole bunch of it was near a reserve airbase. He probably got a whole bunch of air basemen. Sick guy. Sick. I don't understand how he would look like a beautiful woman. He looks ugly here. Doesn't even look like he doesn't even have any female features. Was he able to fool anyone? I don't understand. I don't get it. I'm not gonna say what I hope happens to him in jail. I won't go there. Use your imagination. Pentagon declares war on scooters. I think I read that way back when. Riders cling to hood of car after struck in road rage. Oh man. Ouch. Update on the 3D printer guy. Remember the one I spoke of, I think, yesterday? Update is creator of the 3D printer guns flies to Taiwan amid a sex assault accusation. Okay. Priest nearing citizenship now faces deportation because he mistakenly voted. How could you mistakenly vote? Don't get it. Chicago priest burns rainbow flag in exorcism, calls sex abuse a gay thing. Sex abuse is not a gay thing. That's stupid. That doesn't make any sense. Sex abuse could be anyone. So that makes no sense. Benedict rebukes critics of Francis in private letters. CIA declassifies joke. I don't care. I'm so over news right now. I so don't want to do any news. I don't want to do any more news. So let's just homeless man beaten to death on the Santa Monica. Okay, hold on. Let's stop here. Let's stop right here. Hold on. He's beaten in the Santa Monica Pier days after similar attacks in downtown LA. I don't want to read it. Google workers discuss tweaking search function. Counter travel ban. Republican internal poll. We've lost the messaging battle on tax cuts. Mueller and the rat 4 hours. Who's the rat? Who is the rat? Let's see. Michael Cohen, of course. Michael Cohen the rat. He indeed is a rat. Who would want to hire him as an attorney after what he's done to his past clients, taping them without their knowledge? What a dirt scumbag he is. Really is. Tijuana breaks all-time homicide record. Michael Moore says he'll move to Canada if new film leads to trouble. Whatever, guy. You're just a fat slob. Amazon plants fake packages. Deliver trucks. Trap drivers. Death threats against Kavanaugh's family. Alright, that's enough news. I don't want to do any more news. Let's take a break and come back and just talk about different types of excitement. I'm excited about my vacation.
Arrow, I'm Chinese. I was wondering if you would like some beef with broccoli. I come over from Beijing. I pray ping pong and pray to Buddha and say ching chong chong ching. Hero, you want sake? Or you want California dragon roll with ginger and wasabi? If you're hungry, call me. I get you tabor in my restaurant with free fortune cookie. There's a smart difference between ranch and dinner price. Harold from the Far East Side, our war goes for dream of his dawn.
rewind and listen again. I get mad pussy, you kiss man. Please read message when you call. Stupid Mongolians breaking my wall.
Send a shout out to the Not Dumb Podcast, and I'll be putting a link in the description so you can check them out and look out for the show that I'll be on. I'm guessing this coming Thursday, so check it out and support these guys. They're pretty good guys. So yeah, look them up on Google and iTunes. Let's talk about excitement. I'm gonna read an article here. The nature of excitement. Overcoming fear. It's pretty exciting, I'll say. But then again, for me, it depends on the fear. Like, for instance, I have a fear of swimming. I can't swim because I drowned when I was young. And then when I try to trust someone to teach me to swim, there goes that friend thing again. They duck me under the water, and so now I don't trust anyone to teach me how to swim. So fear is an excitement without breath. That's what Robert Heller said. So the fear and excitement of a new, I don't care about your blog, get to the meat and potatoes. Is excitement the mastery of fear? Why did Lincoln excitement to fear? Well, let's keep reading. This is a psychologytoday.com. So let's see. In the case of this blog, that would make sense. I have wanted to express myself in writing, but I have stopped myself because I was scared that I would sound stupid. You sound stupid. And because I was scared that I would say something which might upset someone eventually. Okay, you know, I don't care about this stupid article. It's not what I had in mind. Not at all. Not at all. Type of feelings. Feelings, words. No. Let's click on this. This seems to be right up my alley. Right up my alley. I'm too excited, man. Tomorrow I'm gonna be in nature with them. Okay, so human beings have a whole gamut of emotions and feelings that they feel under different situations. This is interesting. Let's continue reading this. The article explores 37 feelings, and you can use these words in the future to describe your state. First one, I think it's in alphabetical order, attraction, the action or power of evoking interest in or liking someone or something. Affection, a gentle feeling of fondness and liking. Agony, extreme physical or mental suffering. Amazement, a feeling of great surprise or wonder. Anxiety, a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease about something with an uncertain outcome. Bliss, perfect happiness, great joy. Bitterness, anger, or disappointment of being treated unfairly. Interesting. Compassion, sympathy, pity, and concern for the sufferings of misfortunes of others. Contentment, a state of complete satisfaction. Disenchanted, disappointed by someone or something. I've been disenchanted by Mr. Jackson. Dismay, concern and distress caused by something unexpected. What is this one? Elation, great happiness and exhilaration. Enthralled, capture the fascinated attention of. Enraged, very angry. Furious. Equanimity. Calmness and... Okay, I'm not going to read through all. This is not dealing with anything. This isn't dealing with anything that I wanted. Let's see. What else do we have here? Nothing. Feeling excited, meaning. Okay, this is what I want. Feeling excited, meaning. Excitement is a feeling or situation full of activity, joy, exhilaration, or upheaval. One thing about excitement, it sure doesn't bore. Isn't boring. It's true. It's not boring. There are a few types of birthdays. You're feeling a happy kind of excitement, making you feel excited. Comprehensive list of synonyms for making you feel excited. I don't want that. Let's see. Urban Dictionary. What does the Urban Dictionary have to say? A feeling often brought on by the publishing of a word you submit, but I don't care. I don't care. Okay, so I guess I didn't have much to say on excitement. What I do, I mean, I was super excited that I was going deep sea fishing with my friends again. Then the excitement was followed by everyone bailing on me, which made created sadness. Now I'm back at feeling very happy because I'm gonna go by myself as I normally done would. You know, I've done that previously before going with them, so it's okay. It doesn't matter anymore. You hear me? You hear me? It doesn't matter anymore. So, Friday. You won't hear from me next week because I'll be on vacation, as I've mentioned many times. And being that I'm on vacation, I'm cutting this show short because you're going to get lots of content next week. So, I just want to say thanks again to the Not Dumb Podcast reaching out to me. And I will see you guys over the weekend. And to my audience, I say thank you for your listenership. Please stay tuned next week because even though I won't be here, content is going to be amazing because I put a lot of effort and time into it. So do enjoy it. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye. Political corruption, misinformation, a new sheriff. No politician is allowed.
world of what people let go. Oh, baby, come on, oh, baby, come on, so come on, people, let go.